Hello, and welcome to CNN Vantage Point. I'm Philip Pro, Chief Investment Strategist with CNN Wealth Management. Today's podcast will provide a market review for the month of September 2025 and our current outlook. Financial markets navigated a complex landscape over the past month, marked by shifting economic signals and evolving policy headlines. U.S. equities continued their upward trend, buoyed by continued announcements on artificial intelligence spending and the belief the Federal Reserve will lower rates multiple times this year. The Federal Reserve met in September and lowered the federal funds rate by 25 basis points to bring the rate to the 4 to 4.25% range, and they cited labor weakness as the leading cause for their decision. U.S. second quarter GDP was revised upward to an annual growth rate of 3.8%, while inflation remained elevated. The U.S. core PCE, the Fed's preferred inflation measure, rose to 2.9% year-over-year in August, but the reading was in line with expectations. The Fed cutting rates, a positive GDP revision, and an inline inflation report led the S&P 500 to close above 6,600 for the first time, reflecting investor optimism. Unemployment edged up slightly to 4.3%, but initial jobless claims declined and continued claims also came in below expectations, supporting the no-fire, no-hire environment. Meanwhile, consumer sentiment rebounded from summer lows, supported by easing energy prices and the strong back-to-school retail season. Internationally, markets were mixed. European equities faced headwinds from renewed political uncertainty, while emerging markets benefited from a weaker U.S. dollar and stabilizing commodity prices. Fixed income markets saw modest gains as Treasury yields declined, reflecting investor demand for safety amid global volatility. Commodities presented a divergent picture. Oil prices stabilized after OPEC Plus reaffirmed its commitment to market stability, while gold reached a new record above $3,800 per ounce, driven by safe haven demand. From a strategic allocation viewpoint, we expect investors to continue weighing the impact of ongoing tariff negotiations and fiscal policy debates in Washington. While the recent earnings season has been encouraging, forward guidance from many companies remain cautious, reflecting uncertainty around consumer demand and global supply chains. The Federal Reserve's next moves will be closely watched, especially as inflation remains above target and labor market data sends mixed signals. We made no allocation changes during September and maintain a neutral equity allocation with a continued emphasis on diversification across asset classes. With the U.S. markets at all-time highs and trading at lofty valuations, diversification becomes more important for risk management purposes. Fixed income remains an important stabilizer, especially as yield curves continue to normalize and credit spreads remain tight. We maintain our slight overweight to ultra-short bonds as we await better opportunities in both the equity and fixed income markets. We'd like to remind our listeners that market conditions can change quickly. As circumstances and facts change, CNN's market views and positioning may change accordingly. If you'd like more information about our current positioning and market thoughts, please contact any of our wealth management advisors. If you like this podcast, we'd be grateful if you share it. On behalf of the entire CNN Wealth Management team, we thank you for listening.
Please note, views are subject to change based on market conditions and other factors. These views should not be construed as recommendation for any specific security or sector. Client portfolios may or may not be at the positionings discussed due to, but not limited to, distributions, tax management limitations, systematic purchases, etc. Some products are not FDIC insured or guaranteed, not a deposit or other obligation of the bank, not guaranteed by the bank, and are subject to investment risk, including the possible loss of principal amount invested, and are not insured by any other federal government agency.